Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Skim. It's the Scott and Kim Show with me, Scott,
and
her,
me, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I should just let you say that. I don't have to tell you.
It's true. I know who I am.
You. That's good. You know who you are, and you know what to do, and you're here. And I should say, we got to say right off the top of the bat here. Right off the top.
What?
I got two things mixed. That today's your birthday. Congratulations,
oh,
honey.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting a year older.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're old.
Well done. I don't think you're old at all. I think you're still very young at heart, and that's all that matters. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I really like my birthday.
Yeah. Are you, do you bummed, though, that it's just like smack in the holidays and it feels like it gets shuffled around a little bit?
Nah, it's all right. It's really not that big a deal.
Are you more bummed that
my birthday isn't a big deal. I mean, I went to breakfast this morning, and the first thing I said to the guy at Joe's Cafe in Orem, which, by the way, everyone needs to try.
You went all the way to Orem?
We went to Orem.
Oh, geez.
Joe's Cafe. Joe is a proprietor from Houston. Probably the funnest person I've met in a long time.
Really?
Yes. He kept calling me Boo. Hey, birthday Boo.
Do I have to worry about Joe?
Because I walked up and I said, it's my birthday. And he's like, happy birthday. Here's your special juice. I'm going to give you bacon and sausage on your plate. He was fantastic.
Should I worry about Joe? Should I be concerned?
Joe has great grandchildren, so no, you shouldn't worry about Joe.
Okay, old guy then. All right.
But he said...
What?
He said, I was like, you look amazing for having, like, what did he say, 3 or 4 great grandkids. He's like, my oldest granddaughter is 31. Like,
oh, geez.
And he just said, hey, baby, black don't crack. He was great. He was the funniest person I've met. Very, very Southern. He makes grits. By the way, they're sweet grits.
Is he a black dude?
Yes.
Oh, well, that explains the comment. I didn't understand at first. Black
men
don't crack.
He was absolutely the funnest host at a restaurant I've had. Not a host. He was the owner. He's the owner of Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I love that.
He was fantastic.
Tell him to move down here. We don't need him in Orem. Orem sucks.
He's been there a long time. There's pictures on the wall. Dating back to 2010 that I saw, and it maybe been there longer than that, but his walls are completely covered with pictures of him and his clientele.
Oh, that's great.
Absolutely fun.
And the food's good.
Food's great.
All right.
Very, I mean, like I said, they have grits. Mm-hmm. They have pancakes, and I watched a guy order the pancakes, and it was small, probably, you know, 6-inch round pancakes.
Yeah.
There were like 20 of them piled up on this plate.
You're a picky bacon eater. Was the bacon up to standard?
It was crispy, yes.
Yeah?
It has to be crispy or it's just...
Kim asks us, even you can go to a Denny's and Kim will say, can you make the bacon crispy?
And if I haven't been there before, I ask, is the bacon crispy?
Yeah, every time.
And if it's not, I get sausage.
If she ends up getting like a wet bacon looking thing with like the white fat's not cooked or any of that, she just passes it over to me and eats whatever's left.
It's true.
Yeah, because I'll eat anything.
I can't eat the soggy bacon.
You know, I like the fat.
The floppy bacon.
I'll admit to, because we're going to talk about this in a second, but I'll admit to a little something here. You've been cooking a ton of meat. And we'll talk about why in a second. But one of the big trays you had where you had your meat cooking in there, I'd gone digging in there just to see what I could see, just to see if there was a little something. It was still hot because you had just finished emptying it. And there was a slab of pork that was like a little bit of actual lean meat on it.
Like attached to the bone, what was left in the pan?
It was more of like a fat slab on the other side. Like a fatty
thing. And I
bet
you were in heaven.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so good. So we should actually talk about why that's happening. Kim's kind of working today, even though it's not really a job.
I'm catering a dinner for 100 people after a wedding, but before the reception. So it's for the family that are coming in town for the wedding.
Special invites only kind of thing. But it's 100 people. Kim made enough food for 100 people. It all looks amazing.
The bride and groom love tacos.
Like good tacos.
So I made street tacos, the little ones, but I'm making pork carnitas. So our entire house smells like orange, lime, onion, garlic.
Insane smells in our house.
Like so strong. But I made 80 pounds of pork.
My shirt right here that I have on right now smells like pork.
You still smell like it.
Yeah.
So I made 80 pounds of pork carnitas.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
20 pounds of ground beef, and I seasoned it really well. And then I did about probably 25 pounds of chicken breast.
Oh,
that'll all be shredded. I mean, it's shredded now. It's already been shredded.
The beef's in these giant bags. I don't know how. Actually, this is the other thing. Kim would be a professional top placement Tetris player if she played Tetris. because the fridge, oh my gosh, I don't know how you've done it. Seriously. I look in there and I can still get to things I need for just general sustenance. But
there isn't a lot of general sustenance in our house right now. It's just a lot of meat
so
in the fridge.
Much meat,
but
guys.
You can't eat that meat.
No.
You
no.
have to wait till tonight when you're at the dinner.
It's fun being in a house, though, with a vegetarian daughter who hates meat. And
who
just is,
like,
is surrounded
the smell
by meat.
Is killing me.
Yeah. She can't open the fridge. She opens the fridge and there's just like this big bloody beef bag full of meat.
It's not beef. It's pork.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Anyway, so it's really been great because tonight I get to eat the food that I've been staring at for
yes,
2 to 3 days.
With including lots and lots of cilantro lime rice, and I'm making black beans today.
Yeah, these are real. This is a real deal. We're not just this
is
some crappy.
Deal. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah, like really good tacos, not the kind of crap you just get anywhere. This stuff you buy off a street.
It's not Taco Bell.
Yeah, like down in
not
Mexico.
That I don't, I'm not bashing Taco Bell.
No, I'm not
it
either.
It has its place.
We've talked about that on here. We are
on your
other
TMS,
shows.
Yeah,
because Taco Bell's fine. It's nothing. Yep. Nothing to be too snobby
about. But
this
is a wedding dinner, so I want it to look very nice because it's a wedding dinner.
So if y'all ever need 100 people fed, I know somebody.
I could definitely do that.
What do you think of that idea? We were actually talking about yesterday the idea
of catering.
Frog Pants Catering.
I think it would be lucrative. I think it would be a really fun thing to do. And I think I could wrap my head around it.
You could do it. Are you kidding? The hard part about that is just having kind of preset plans so you can kind of lead people where you want to go. The whole meeting with clients and having crazy mother-in-laws about weddings or whoever is involved. Like, that part kind of sucks.
Can you imagine, though, having a jambalaya dinner for a wedding?
Don't
it would
my
be
Lord.
Amazing.
Yeah, no.
It would be really fun.
I'm all in.
Or a barbecue. You could totally do a barbecue for, it doesn't have to just be a wedding.
Yeah.
People cater for everything.
Do you have a theory as to why I crave nachos every day right now? Every day I want nachos. I want them today.
I didn't know you were... We had them the other day.
No, I know.
You were craving them every day.
I'm craving them every day.
You must be deficient in corn.
Yeah. Well, is that what it is? It's a corn deficiency?
Maybe.
It feels like that shouldn't be possible.
Is it a cheese deficiency?
Well, I know there's a lot of corn in everything now, and I don't eat a lot of cheese, honestly. Maybe it is the cheese, but I just crave good nachos.
I can see all that. The time. I mean, like, that's just one of those cravings. Maybe you're pregnant.
Maybe, dude.
You're having sympathy pregnancy cravings from your daughter.
I know. She showed up today. She's got that cold we're just getting over.
Oh my gosh, poor thing.
I feel bad. Now she's
I'm like,
gonna,
you're just gonna cough and pee your pants.
Yeah,
she has
the sniffles for two. Is how they say it.
Darn it.
Anyway, so today we'll report on how this all goes. But happy birthday. Sorry, it's a lot of work, but
that's okay.
You're also having fun.
I absolutely enjoy doing this kind of thing for this kind of catering thing.
Yeah. And these are friends of ours. They're super nice. We're close to them and a chance to, you know.
Yeah, we're actually invited to the dinner, too.
Yeah.
We're that close of friends, so it's kind of fun that we all get to be there for it, too.
Right, right, exactly.
So all this work we'll actually get to taste.
Yeah, it's going to be it's gonna be real good. Now.
Now.
I want to get to a couple quick things. Jeannie is here in the chat room today, which is fantastic.
Hi, Jeannie.
Because normally Jeannie can't be here. She has a thing on Thursday nights when we record, so... she's here live today. She did listen to the podcast and she sent an email, so she'll get to hear me read this, but she sent an email in the intervening time, mostly aimed at me, I believe. But anyway, here it is. This is a comment she actually left on the blog for the Internet for Ladies episode, our last episode, where I was ripping on Pinterest the whole time. For the subject of Hallmark Christmas movies, she says, first, your question on the last skim about what we're called, I replied to you and Dave Broadbeck on Twitter, but you don't follow me there. According to the Facebook, I should. Why don't I? That's dumb.
I don't know why.
Jeannie in a heartbeat. Why do I not do that? Sometimes I just don't know that I'm not following someone because I see him in lots of other places and it doesn't occur to me that I'm not following you. So I'll fix that today, Jeannie. But anyway, she says, according to the Facebook group, fans of Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and Hallmark Drama, and the Twitter handle Hallmarkies, they're also called Hallmarkies with, it's spelled different. Let's see, Hallmarkies.
With
all right,
Q?
So they're called it's Hallmarkies. So you are now a Hallmarkie, honey.
A Hallmarkie mark?
Yes. Now,
I like it.
Here's what she says after that. She says, on behalf of Kim and I, stop denigrating our movies. this is an interesting point she makes. In a glut of content that is dark, gritty, ugly, and violent, full of murder, rape, torture, brutality, and constant fight scenes, excuse us for wanting to spend our watching time with movies that are nice to look at, with pleasant characters and families who care about each other, and stories where everything ends well They are not meant to be big, loud, expensive blockbuster movies with named performers. They are meant to be nice entertainment, and fans love to see the same performers in a new series, or in new stories, rather. That's why there are so many fan groups. These movies are not for you, so go watch your own stuff and shut up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jeannie.
Yeah, she's
for
right.
For telling him
she's right.
What's what?
I'm gonna cop to this one. She's totally right.
She's right.
I mean, I have fun teasing you.
I mean, if you're in the same sense of you're, you know, giving a hard, are you called a Hallmarkist?
You're a Hallmarkist, Marxist.
You're a Hallmarkist. Yeah. Okay.
Hallmarkism.
She's
is
right,
what you're
though.
Performing. No. For real, like, I've given this some thought since I got her email. And much of what I do is just teasing you because it's fun to tease. And, you know, you have your things you tease me about, so it's not that big a deal. But that explanation really did put it in perspective for me. And she's right. We have most of our entertainment choices these days are kind of, not all, but a lot of it is, you know, kind of cranky, gross, violent, you know.
True.
Whatever. Even if you're somebody like me who loves Breaking Bad, if you're going to be
or
honest
Westerns.
About it, Breaking Bad is kind of a gnarly piece of business.
Yep.
And it may be really well made and it may be all those things, but sometimes people just want to go somewhere.
Somewhere
soft,
somewhere happy.
Safe, happy. Exactly.
You want to, at the end of it, everyone kisses and makes up and it's the end.
Yeah.
It's great.
I like, this is why I like.
There's always a confusing moment where someone's been misunderstood and then they figure it out.
Yeah. This is why I think lately I've been gravitating towards actual children's geared to children programming on Netflix. I really like to escape into a place that, again, is it's just an innocent take.
He's you're a child. So. Yeah,
I still am a child in a lot of ways. But I love Hilda. Hilda's the most sweet, wonderful little thing, and it's not for me. It's for 8-year-olds. But there's something about it.
I think there's something that they've figured out that is for adults too. That's why they watch it.
Yeah. So Hallmark Channel's entire reason for existing is to be this for people. Mm-hmm. And that also hadn't occurred to me. Their whole legacy is cards about saying get well soon. They're not Spencers with like, check out this penis I drew or whatever. They're like, hey, how you feeling? I'm sorry. Or Merry Christmas. Or I'm glad that you had the baby. Like, that's their legacy.
Pretty happy. Yeah.
So when they have a television channel dedicated to the legacy of Hallmark, of course it's going to be this stuff. So
see,
what was I thinking?
That's why I like it. I'm the one that likes to take dinner to the new mom, presents to the birthday person, even if it's someone I don't know that well.
Right.
I will make sure that happens because I think this is how I want to be treated.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, Jeannie just seems so nice. Look at this PS. This PS she put here. She says, I'm not live at Skim usually because you do it at 7 p.m. on Thursday nights in the Eastern time zone. That's when I'm at Women's Bible Study. Look at her out there doing a thing.
That says a lot.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Jeannie, I officially retract all my ugly statements I've made in the past.
Does that mean I don't have to hear it?
You don't have to hear it anymore either.
he comes in the room and just goes, oh my gosh.
If I'm in there, okay, I will promise this. When I'm in there and the redhead lady shows up again and she loses her memory and becomes a wonderful person because she moved to a town where Christmas happens all year.
I hear you.
Whatever it is, I'm going to try to shut up. I'm going to try to not make a comment. I'm going to try to just not be that guy.
It's not that I mind your comments.
Yeah.
It's that you don't stop talking and I miss things.
Right.
So it's just.
Right.
I don't mind the comments. I really don't. I have to laugh at you and I just go, okay, whatever.
Kim
but
has
then
a thick
sometimes
skin.
You start talking with Carter and you go back and forth and you're like, oh my gosh, did you see that? Oh my gosh, this is the dumbest thing.
And we're
ever.
Loud too. We're
and you're
loud. Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, shush.
Yeah, we'll just try to shut up in there.
It's all right. It's been a fun, contentious thing.
Jeannie says DVR them, but Kim's getting most of this stuff on like the web streaming versions of all this stuff. So we also have a friend who's got a Plex server with every freaking one on there from all time, like every Hallmark channel.
Okay,
Christmas
let's clarify
movie.
This. I'm not watching them 24/7.
No.
It's when I get in the mood and I'm like, I just want to have my little hot chocolate and I want to have my bowl of popcorn. And I want to sit in bed.
It's like 8 o'clock at night.
And I'm tired and I've had a long day.
Long, busy day.
I'm doing 10 loads of laundry or whatever it is I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to not think about anything. I can sit and literally go through my Pinterest while watching it.
Ah, see, that's the lady internet, the Pinterest.
That's
like we talked about last week.
That is my perfect evening.
So let me ask you a question. this is the holiday season. Typically, you're pretty gung-ho with all that and, yes. and stuff. But because we're putting in new flooring upstairs, and we haven't actually started yet, we have this pile of, did you say it's a ton?
It's 2,000 pounds of flooring sitting in our front room, yeah. which is where our tree goes.
Yeah, normally we decorate in that space, and that's where you put all
and so
your
I've
stuff,
been a little tiny bit, like, mm-hmm. not depressed, but a little bit like, it doesn't feel like Christmas, and it's about to start snowing, and yeah. I still don't have anything. So I think I'm going to decorate downstairs in the basement.
Yeah, in the living
room. We have a TV there, too. I can sit and have my tree up. My lights are going, mm-hmm. and I can watch my movies and
it's
do very my Pinterest.
It's a cozy it's little a, place
it's
in
a
there.
Great, it's a great place for it. So I think yeah. I'm going to have to do that instead of feeling like it has to be the same as every year because it isn't this year. Yeah. And that's all right.
I feel a little bad that it's not got you down because it's not quite, it's not like depression, but I can tell you're just like, normally I'm in this mode and I'm not in it yet and I don't like how it feels
normally
to not be
in I've
that
decorated
mode.
For Christmas a week ago.
Yeah.
Usually I have it up as soon as Thanksgiving's over, sometimes before Thanksgiving's over if I'm not having it here.
Where's
I
your,
will decorate.
Where's your head at on how soon we can play Christmas music? What's your deal on that?
I'm ready now.
You're fine now.
Look, 2 days from December.
Yeah.
It's time.
I kind of agree.
It's time to listen to it. But we need to find some new albums this year.
Well, all right.
When you ask Alexa to turn on Christmas music, it's the same damn music.
Yeah,
as the last
it is.
10 years. And so I'm like, I need some new, a little bit of a change on some of it.
That's why I always go to the classics. Stuff. I like going 40s, man. You get all these
classics
crooners out
great.
There. Yeah, get your Sinatra going, and I'm happy as a pig in poo. If you start playing Simply Having a good Happy Christmas Time, whatever that dumb song is that Brian and I talked about
this
morning.
That's what it usually plays. That's why I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. I need the classics, but I also love to go find the new stuff from all the bands now. Like
right. They're new. And there's always like a new Christmas album by two or three bands that turn out to be
Weezer's
super cool.
Weezer's was great.
Weezer's was good.
A couple years ago they started that. Yeah. And that one I can listen to. But I mean the FM 100, everybody's playing the same thing. Music.
Does everyone? I bet everyone listening has a channel like that.
Yes,
you got a channel,
and
a local channel that's all they ever play from about now until the end of the year,
yes.
and a little past it even. And it's just the same. It's Mariah Carey every four yeah. songs, and it's same thing.
Not
over
that
and
there's
over.
Anything wrong with it. Some yeah. people love it. I just have heard it. We play it kind of 24/7 at our house. Once we start, we never really stop, and so I don't want to hear the same song every hour.
Yeah. By
That's
the way,
where I have our
here's
time.
Here's a funny Echo thing. I have learned that if you say to the Echo, play something nice or play something soft, play something quiet, or play something happy, every one of those requests, she'll say, playing something happy from Amazon Prime. And then she'll say, 70s folk. It's always 70s folk.
I thought you were
going to
say, I get Rickrolled every time.
Not exactly, but this idea that it's always 70s folk is the answer to all five of those.
70s folk makes you happy and light and cheery.
Isn't that weird? That's super weird.
What is it, though? You know what I play every time I turn it on.
Kim likes house music.
I love house music. Yeah. Give me some techno. Give me some EDM. That's what I cook to, clean to. That's like, okay, I'm dancing around the kitchen making my jambalaya.
You're
it's
a fan.
Best.
No, her best. And I are both big electronic music fans. We have been since we met, really. But I think the heyday for that was mid-90s for me and you. Like, the best stuff was then. There's okay stuff now if you look for it and you find it. We like Knife Party a lot.
Dance around the house with little kids. Our kids were tiny then.
Oh, I used to love that. Like Crystal Method and
yes.
Left Field. Who else was we were playing a lot of? Orbital.
Oh,
just all kinds of cool stuff. Used to love that stuff. And not TVZ Gun, not the oons stuff. That's not really what we're talking about.
Sometimes,
but most of it, like house is different than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's the stuff, you know, a house.
And you had a friend that brought over all the European stuff and gave you.
Yeah.
Remember Steve would always do that, and like, I loved it.
V&V Nation.
Yes.
I can't remember the other names, but yeah, Steve was always
he
good.
He was always fine.
He was like a
stuff.
Dealer, music dealer.
He was our music dealer.
Yeah, he was.
All
right, so I did want to bring up a thing that, speaking of emails. Got a couple of emails, one of which I want to bring up. And I'm not going to use the guy's name. I assume it's a guy. I actually don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Didn't say explicitly whether he was a man or a woman, boy or girl, or some variation therein. But wrote an email in and said, I can't listen to this show. Something about how I know you've gotten all this praise and stuff, but I can't do it. And then
sorry you feel this way.
He went on to explain, and that's fine. I mean, if something's not for somebody, I don't.
That's fine.
That's fine. I'm sure
that's
true. I play
things I don't like to listen to.
Of course. So, but he goes on to explain why, and he says he thinks we're showing I forget the exact words, but this is a false impression of what a marriage is, and that we're actually faking our happy 26-year marriage.
Really?
That's what he said. Now, I have questions about that. Like, does he...
Are you married?
Maybe not.
Right.
Or maybe he's just been surrounded by relationships that are based on that kind of false front, and then at home they're different people or whatever. I don't know why they'd ask that, though, because I feel like we've done this...
I don't
this...
feel like they're asking you anything.
Well, they're not asking.
Accusing us.
They are kind of being accusatory.
Of being not for real here.
Yeah. They're saying we're fake.
Well, I'm just going to put it out there. This is who we are.
Yeah. For good or for ill, warts and all, this is what we are and how
we
do.
Yeah, we don't agree on everything. Why do you think that's a bad portrayal of what marriage is really like? I mean...
I think their idea being... I mean, I did know a couple once that did a show, and on the show everything seemed hunky-dory, but apparently behind the scenes they were just constantly fighting. So I could understand that somebody may have that conspiratorial sort of notion in their head. We just, all I can tell you is we don't
have
that.
You feel that way. That's what I tell my kids to say whenever they disagree with whatever. I'm sorry you feel that way. That's not how I feel about it, or it's not true.
Yeah.
I don't think you're being fair.
Yeah, and some of these people, I think they may not be as familiar with the long running.
They just want to watch the world burn.
Maybe. Like the Joker. Exactly.
That's okay. And you can have your opinion. That's fine. But I will say we're not faking anything.
No. We don't fake anything.
Nothing.
And they whoa. Where are you going there?
yeah, are you okay over there?
Yeah. But
you
know,
take you by storm there.
I feel kind of bad because it just I don't know how to answer something like that.
It makes me a little sad because I feel like in a situation where you are, if you're not happy where you are, mm-hmm. who you're with, I don't mean to tell you to leave everything and walk away from it, but you're the only one that can change that.
Yeah.
You're the only one that can make yourself, put yourself in a place where you are happy or have that discussion that at least you're on the same page or whatever it is. But we do that a lot.
John from Florida just said in the chat room, the Pointer Sisters, you know, the group, the singing mm-hmm, group, mm-hmm. says the Pointer Sisters absolutely hate each other's guts, but you'd never get that from their performance. And I get that. There's a lot of that. The Beatles hated each other in the end, but they'd still get up and do their stuff before they broke up. Bands are a great example of this. Most bands of any renown, there's exceptions, but often they just freaking hate each other's guts and they're just there to get the... to get the business going and keep it happening and keep the money rolling in. And
but our marriage isn't really a business.
No, it's not.
We
not
have
really.
One. Yeah. We have one and it's come out of this, but I think a lot of it, the reason it came out of this is because we have a good relationship. And I feel sad for anyone who doesn't feel like they can have that.
Yeah.
I think anyone can have that if they're willing to work for it or also find that right person for
them. To what end would this be good to do a show together if we were this already? Why would we want to do this? Like, wouldn't this be miserable?
Why would we want to talk some more?
This would be miserable. I wouldn't want to do this. Like, the idea that we would hang this up, and let's say just, you know, we leave the audio on by accident. The idea that we'd hang up and say, okay, show's over, and you go, that could have gone, if I was here 5 more seconds, I was going
like, actually, if we left the mics on, you'd hear things like, oh my gosh, I forgot to take your dry cleaning, which, by the way, I did this week. Sorry.
Wait, did you take it or didn't?
I
left
haven't
it there.
Taken it yet.
Oh, it's fine. I can make that work. That
but that's
that
what
long.
You're going to hear. That and, hey, I have to leave by this time, so make sure the dogs get fed, make sure they get put in the kennel before you go anywhere. That's the stuff we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like
all the
transactional
time.
Household running stuff would
maybe
happen.
Maybe we need to have the kids in here to be like, yeah, I've heard my mom and dad fight, but it's really stupid usually.
Should we get one of them on? We should get one of them on.
We should get one of them
on. Just to kind of see what's going on. But. Yeah. But yeah, like, anyway, if that guy's listening, he probably isn't because he said he was going to stop. But if he is, and if people out there are wondering, I mean, all we can tell you is we can just tell
I'm
you
sorry
what
you
we,
feel that way.
We can just tell you what's true, and then you can decide whether you believe us or
you
not,
can
I guess.
Take it or leave it. This is.
Yeah. We also, I don't want to ever make it, I don't think we ever have, but there's nothing, it's not perfect. Like,
no, gosh.
What did I do the other night that was so annoying, and you guys were all irritated with me?
I don't remember.
Something mean or rude.
I asked the kids, though. I did ask Carter. Have you ever, because I was like, we never really fight. We have arguments. We have disagreements, but we've never really fought. She goes, I remember one fight. And I thought, really? What
was the fight? I don't
she
remember.
Says it was when we were in the mall. It was on a Black Friday, which you hate going to the mall on Black Friday.
This was at the Gateway. I remember this.
And I said, I'm going to go to Vicky's because I had the kids with me. And I, you know, I'm like, I need to go buy a bra, but they don't need to know that.
Vicky's.
I said, I'm going to go over to Vicky's. Meet me over there when you're done. You said, okay. And then proceeded to try to call me for 30 minutes saying, what the hell is Vicky's? I can't find any store called Vicky's. I've looked at the store directory. I can't find it. And I was like, honey, I'm at Victoria's Secret.
I didn't know it was a shortening for Victoria's Secret. I had no idea.
And I wasn't anything other than I have a 12-year-old boy with you, and I didn't want him to be embarrassed because he doesn't like going in there.
Yeah, he didn't want to go in there.
And so I just called it Vicky's thinking, you know, wink, wink.
I had no idea.
Nudge, nudge.
So here's the problem. What Kim did was fine. It wasn't on her. I just dug in on it.
You dug in, but you also, I took you to the mall on a Black Friday. Yeah, it was my fault.
I hated it so much.
But that's what Carter thinks was our worst fight.
Yeah, she has no idea. Because all that was me being irritated that I couldn't find a Vicky's store. At the mall,
and women, you know what I'm talking about. You don't want to have your 12-year-old boy go, ew, why are you going in there? Why do you need to buy a bra? You know, like, it was code. but it was my fault for taking him on Black Friday to any mall, anywhere.
Right.
It was just crazy and busy and full of people, and he was just like,
it's not my thing. I don't like
it. I'm going to die here. Where is Vicky's? And I'm going to the car.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be there any longer. And I want to say
you were mad.
Wasn't it ish around this time, ish of year? So it was cold too.
Oh yeah, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, it was Black Friday. Yeah. So I'm walking around this place going, oh, and it's an outdoor mall. That's
He's looking in the directory and there's nothing called this, but our phones were not, we couldn't get text very easily. There was just so much in there and so much, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Bad connection.
And I couldn't even go to the Apple Store and waste some time in there because they'd moved. It wasn't there anymore. It was at a different place.
They had moved to a different mall that was close. And I felt bad. But at the same time, we both dug in and I was like, oh my gosh, you know where I went. And he's like, no, I don't. There's nothing called Vicky's. And so,
how am I supposed? I was doing the same. How am I supposed to know Vicky's is short for Victoria's Secret? Like, does everyone say I'm going to Victoria's Secret, but instead of saying I'm going to Vicky's? Like,
they might if they have a 12-year-old boy with them. But yeah, we both dug our heels in, and I'm like, you should know what I'm talking about. There is, you know.
So when your 21-year-old daughter, the only thing she thinks resembles a fight that she can remember was that?
Because it was embarrassing, and we were at the mall, and you weren't quiet about it
I think we're doing okay. I think we're doing okay. So anyway, I don't want to give too much stage time to this idea, but people just, if you've got that notion in your head, I don't know what else to tell you except we are who we are.
Let it go.
Yeah, we are who we are. All right.
Anyway, next, move on.
Let's move on to the next thing. So we're not going to be super long today because of all the stuff that's going on. Plus I have two meetings and some other stuff going on between all of this, before you even leave. Nick's going to help you though, right? You're not doing this on your own.
He's going to help me load it all up and take it down. So is my sister, Sarah.
Oh, good. Well, that's
nice. She's going to take her truck and be able to move this all.
Good. It's a lot of food. It's not going to fit in your Honda.
No.
So, yeah.
It's a lot of food.
We would probably, if you did it, you ended up doing some kind of catering thing, we'd probably have to get a truck, wouldn't we?
More probably a van.
Yeah.
Because a truck isn't really going to work. You can't put food in the back.
Oh, that's true. Could we get like a minivan and then gut it and make it a cool...
Have you seen the new minivans from Volkswagen that are coming out in 2021, I think?
The ones that look like the old buses?
Yes, but it's cooler.
What do you mean? What's cool?
You'll have to look it up.
Okay, well, let's look it up and show the chat.
Volkswagen bus.
New VW bus.
I think it's 2020 or 2021 that it's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Look at this thing.
It's so cool. I would drive.
It's pretty rad.
We'd do it. We'd get a green one and we put Frog Pants Catering on the side and it would be amazing.
Yeah. Look at that thing. That's pretty rad.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Like they've gone retro, but also that's clearly a modern car.
It's a modern car. And the seats turn around so you can actually lay them down and be able to lay all the way across. You could camp in it.
I know some people hate this sort of thing.
I know.
I like it. I would drive this. Those front doors open up like wings? What?
It's pretty cool.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think it might be either hybrid or electric.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think our next car is going to have to be one of those.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. I'm seeing an internal shot of the guts of it and how the seats move and change.
Yeah, how they turn around and lay down so you could really camp in it. Like, we'd have a lot of fun traveling all over in that.
What do these cost?
I don't know yet. I think it was in the 30s.
Cost. 30 grand?
It was in the 30s. It's not bad for a van, first of all.
Well, also, VWs, everything's gotten cheap from Volkswagen because of their big problem. Oh, starts at 26. That's not bad.
That's not bad. So by the time you got it the way you wanted, because I would want leather, you're looking in the 30s.
And it's all electric.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're eyeing that.
Or something in the electric plan there.
Well, we have no car debt right now, so we could take on a car loan and do it, and then Kim's nuts and quickly pays that stuff off.
I dig into that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, nope, we're going to just...
Do you think we're going to... I mean, this is an honest question, so here we go. We're going to do some quick honest thing here.
Honest question.
It's always honest on here, but I'm going to ask a hard one. Do you really think we're going to have that flooring in by the end of the year?
Yes.
How? How's it going to happen? All the people are going to help us are busy. They got other stuff to do. We don't know what we're doing. And we don't want to pay some schmo to do it.
As soon as someone says, hey, I can be there tomorrow to get it started, I'm ripping out the hardwood.
Really?
Myself. Yeah, I will.
Because
then it'll be ready for it. I just don't want to rip it out and then have us walking around subfloor for a week.
My nervousness on this entire thing is purely based on I don't know how to do it.
And every project, I'll be honest, every single project I've ever done, whether it is replacing a sink or a toilet or painting the house or new carpet, whatever it's been in the last 26 years, every time Scott says, sure hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, because I don't.
And then walks away. He doesn't. Hey, can I get you anything?
No, that's not true. I'll help.
I have to ask you, but every time it's sure hope you know what you're doing.
Because I'd just be happy to go. All right, we'll just have we'll have this terrible carpet forever, and it's fine. Like I would just live with it. But I also like the idea of this stuff. I just have this feeling
it's
like,
just sitting there in our front room waiting to be installed. And I get that, but everybody's really super busy. But I will make sure that it happens soon.
All right.
I will talk to my brother.
Her brother's a super smart.
Dylan's so gonna help. My dad's gonna help.
Like really talented, like crafty people could help us, mm-hmm. and they will. But I don't like I don't like asking for help.
I know.
I hate
That's the hardest part is being like, hey, can you come over this weekend? What do you got going on?
And I know if I do it, I'm gonna jack it up. It's not gonna be right.
You're
I don't know
not
how to do it. I know, right? You won't let me. No. Why would you let me? I don't know anything about it.
No, you did not get your dad's sense of building anything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
It's okay. It's all good.
Everybody's
got their thing.
Did I tell you about 2020? I think he's referring to the possibility of a big Nerdtacular bash in 2020. I think Kim knows about it. Of course she does. We talk about everything, guys. There's nothing
there
we don't
are
talk
no
about.
Secrets.
If right now, suddenly my, if I suddenly sprouted a very painful third nipple in the middle of my back, I would first person I'd tell is Kim. Kim,
I'd
come look at this.
I'd be the first person taking pictures of it.
Right. When I got naked pictures from fans, first person I called was Kim. Get in here and look at these.
First of all, I've made it. I got my first naked.
I got my first nudie from somebody. Somebody sent me a nude.
And he said, "Get down here. You got to see this."
But you have to hurry because it's on Snapchat and it's going away. Like I'll. That's the way we work. So yeah, she knows about that possibility. Yep. Of course.
Yes.
Like I would hold that.
We do have a family reunion that year. That's a big one.
Oh great! Dave's in the chat. He doesn't know yet. I haven't talked to him about it. Dave, our meeting today is about this.
We had to meet first. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we saw
the two
Corinne.
Of us had to meet first.
Kim and I met, and then we talked to Corinne because Corinne was interested, and then we talked to these Evermore people, and now there's this.
Possibility. It's 2 years away. It's fine.
Yeah, go to Vicky's.
Year and a half.
Go to Vicky's.
Meet at Vicky's.
Meet at Vicky's.
That's where it's going to be.
Yeah, you'll know right where it is. Anyway, the point is, what was the point? The point is,
yes, 2020,
no
there might possibly be something.
Yeah, it's nothing's in stone yet. We don't have dates, but
we don't.
Seems like a good year for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good.
Mike, our family, we're going in July of 2020 to New Orleans, to Mississippi to have a big family reunion. Huge family reunion. It's my Pappy Jack's birthday. And so they're doing a huge family reunion on both my dad's mom's side and my dad's dad's side.
All the racist ones, too. Are they coming?
I'm sure they'll be there.
Sweet.
Yep,
I can't wait for all that, man. The racism that swirls. I'm just saying. These are all truths. You're not one. You came out of it. You escaped it.
There's a lot of that in my family. That's okay.
Yeah, but there's a lot of it that isn't, too. But they have a very old, long-running family history in Mississippi. They are from the old, old South.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to get the racist on. Kim didn't come out with any of that. None of your siblings.
No.
You're all fine. You guys are all fine. Your parents were great that way. Your mom's still a little.
Okay, stop
it. But your dad's the sweetest human being I ever met was your dad.
Yeah.
I've never met a nicer human being in my life. Like
He broke the chain.
He broke the circle.
Broke the mold. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, if that happens, it will be either before or after that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad about the.
Put it on your calendars. We don't know when it's going to be.
Are you happy about the racist senator they reelected down there? Do you hear about
I'm
that?
Not.
No, she's a little nutty. Anyway.
I'm not happy.
No, I like people who aren't racist, turns out.
Yep.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
I'm right there with you.
I think I prefer you, you know? I like people who are willing to have fun and laugh and have a good time, but.
Extremely tolerant of other people.
I like when you're more tolerant of other people, yeah. Because they're people, not, you know, lesser people.
Losing it.
Dave's always losing
it. Is he losing his mind, though? Like, what are you talking about? Well, I don't even know about this yet.
Here, Dave, don't worry. Well, it's nothing in stone. We're just early discussion.
We're discussing it. We had to discuss it first.
Yes, we're very disgusting is what we're saying. All right. Before we get out of here, I want to give one of these. Hold on. Where is it? There it is right here.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right. We're going to do a quick recommendation. You didn't prepare for one, so I'm going to do one. And you shouldn't have because you've been doing a bunch of work and I didn't want
you
to worry about it.
I've been preparing for that.
So here's my small recipe recommendation for the week. It's going to be mortifying to some of you, but hear me out. Okay? You had some old flour tortillas in the fridge. Not the new ones that you're doing for the dinner tonight. Little round flour ones. Okay? I took those. This is the other day while you weren't here.
Oh, this is something you already done.
Oh, I've already done this.
Okay.
Took one of those out, smeared it up with butter real good. Okay. Put it into the toaster oven. Cooked it long enough for it to be a nice crispy brown.
And drip butter all over the toaster oven, probably.
Probably.
Okay.
I never think of that stuff while I'm doing it. I pull it out, and I put on there now a layer of dill chip dip or vegetable dip. Do you know the dill ranch stuff you've got?
Yeah.
It's like
it's called dilly dip.
Dilly dip. It's got like pickle flavor. It's pickled flavored dip. And I really like it.
Okay.
Anyway, I put a layer of that on there.
I can see it so far. We're good.
I took some turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving. Just little shreds that you put in that big dish
container,
thing.
Container, yes.
I put that on top of there. I put a little layer of cheese on there. And then I put it back in the toaster oven, let it cook in long enough for the cheese to barely melt. Didn't need it. It's just kind of warm it up. Not like I wanted to re-brown it or anything. Took about out again and laid on top of it crisscrossed sweet pickle slices.
Oh, you lost me with the sweet pickles.
Everyone, my family's crazy. They're the best pickles. Anyway,
before
I laid
that, it was like a turkey burrito. I was like, I can see this. I can taste it. I can think about, I've got it in my head. And then you went, ugh, sweet pickles.
Yeah. It's fine. Trust me.
Okay.
I lay those over the top, and I ate that thing, and it was great.
Like a pizza?
Kind of. Or
more
like
a... Or did you fold it in half like a taco?
I didn't fold it because the thing had become not hard.
Oh, too crispy.
Crispy, yeah. Folding it would have broken it. So it was more like a tostada kind of deal.
All right.
But it was really, really freaking good. Like,
I can totally get behind all of it except for the sweet pickles. I just don't love them.
I love them. Thank you for buying them, by
the way.
You're welcome. But it's also one of those nice things. I don't know if any other dads out there can relate to this. But don't you like to have your stuff that only you like and no one else will touch because they don't like it? So for me, it's sweet pickles.
For me, it's ginger candy.
Anything with ginger in it, Kim, is good.
And no one else really likes it.
No one likes it. What else? The kids won't eat, like... weird like your weird olives you buy. No one, they don't like that stuff, but
no,
I like it.
Into the Kalamata olives.
Yeah, she'll eat those. That's true.
They're good.
But I love that there's always one or two items in that fridge that nobody's gonna go
now,
near.
Now that's what I would have put on that same thing before the pickles with the turkey and cheese. Kalamata olives on there would have been amazing.
Oh, I forgot. A little bit of sriracha on top.
Oh, with pickles?
Yeah.
With sweet pickles.
Yeah.
That's where you went wrong.
No, all of it was good. There's
but
no
that's
going
right.
wrong.
You ate it, and that's fine. That's all that matters.
I'm very proud of it. It tasted great. I don't know what to call it, though. I usually have a name for this stuff, but I have a name for it. Pickle nightmare? I don't know. All right, speaking of pickle nightmares, we have to go. Kim is going to be very busy tonight. Again, the chat room and I wish you a very happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
Maybe you and I will get some time.
I really do like my birthday, so I'm good with that.
Well, good.
Tomorrow's our... family version of my birthday, though.
Yeah, we get to actually celebrate it tomorrow, so we're kind of pushing it around a little
bit. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you can cut me off all you want. That's our job, cutting each other off. I cut the cords on the babies, you cut me off, and then people cut you off.
For the rest of our lives.
Exactly. People cut you off on the freeway, you get pissed.
Oh, it's not good.
No. Kim gets so pissed. Anyway, the other big announcement I want to make.
Oh, there's an announcement?
It's not a huge announcement, but...
Are you pregnant?
A bunch of you explains why I'm eating weird things. A bunch of people have suggested that, or have come forward and said, "Yeah, I'll do your free Prime sub to the channel if that helps." And I'm like, "Yeah, that does, and it does, and it's great. We totally appreciate it." But then it hit me bong, like right in the head. What a big dodo I am. We have a Patreon that we would love you to go support over at Frog Pants, which is called the Frog Pants Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/frogpants, it's simple. It's easy. Because a lot of you are like, well, I'd really like to do that. Well, it's there already. It's already there.
It's already there. So you guys are amazing. Yeah, for if you like this,
if you like other stuff on the network, whatever it is that you like, it's a great place to do it. It's not a per episode thing. It's like just, how about just tons of content, and here's my buck a month just to tell you I love what you do. So patreon.com/frogpants is where you can go. And if a sub is still a thing you can do, that's great too. We'll take that. But, you know, feel free to just use the Patreon.
But thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us. We really like to do this.
Yeah, we like it a lot. I guess that's it. Is there anything else that I'm more supposed to say?
I think that's it.
I think that is it.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I'm very excited that you're a year older, a year wiser, and that you're still here. I'm going to die before you do.
Oh, stop.
I am going to die before you. That's the plan.
You have a plan?
I don't want you to die first because I can't do anything without you. So if you go, what am I going to do?
How do taxes work? We're not anywhere near that.
What
so
are taxes? How are we supposed to eat food?
Sounds like you got that covered. What did you call him? Pickle nightmare.
My pickled nightmare. Yes. Pickled nightmare. That's even
pickled
better.
Pickled nightmare.
I like that a lot.
Sounds
all right.
Scary.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. We hope you're enjoying your holiday season. And we'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. Sriracha on top.
Oh, ew, with pickles?
Yeah.